Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne's preaching comes to us today from Collegeville, Minnesota, and it's entitled Phronimos.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I'm removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. And to the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of oil.' He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." Given how bad I am at all things technological, it might shock you to know that about 10 years ago now, I taught for a semester at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Well, I was the teaching assistant, really. I helped out with a fall course on negotiation strategies for around 100 students from all over the world. The course was largely structured around case studies where the students would be paired to negotiate with one or more partners and then afterward reflect on their experience and think about what they learned and what they might want to do differently next time. I helped students prep for the negotiations and then I read their reflection journals after. What you should know is that these MIT students were, no surprise, wicked smart. And I mean that in every sense implied. They were wickedly smart. And they were smart in sometimes wicked ways as they tried to do everything they possibly could do to persuade their negotiation partners to give them what they wanted. They would try to build relationships, talk about common interests, brainstorm, come up with new options. They would also make stuff up, wheedle, withhold information, share secrets, make alliances behind the scenes. Now, mind you, I've taught in a seminary most of my life, so they tried some things I'd never seen before. And often, I would not feel morally comfortable with all of their strategies. But lots of times, while watching someone in a negotiation, I'd have to give a certain credit to where credit was due. That was a smart move, wickedly smart. I see Jesus giving a similar acknowledgement today in this quirky, maybe you'll say alarming, parable of the manager who's on his way out the door. The guy is about to be fired for poor management of the landowner's wealth. Who knows why? Maybe he spent it on himself. Maybe he neglected to collect the percentage of harvest the owner was due from the tenants who are farming the land. But he knows he's about to be let go. So he goes to the tenants, who he knows still owe a good amount to the landowner, and he cuts them a deal before he's booted out the door. Now, this might be why current employment practice says that when you fire someone, you usher the person immediately out the door rather than give them a month to wreak havoc before they go. A person on the way out the door has the potential to do you a lot of damage. And this guy does. What I find interesting here is that this guy doesn't run off with the owner's property himself. He doesn't deny his mismanagement and fabricate a story. He doesn't try to butter up the owner and persuade him to change his mind. Instead, his negotiation strategy is to strengthen his relationships with those seen to be without power, those who in life are also on the short end of the stick. It's an option not many would have thought of. In the field of negotiation, we would say that instead of pursuing a ZOPA, or a zone of possible agreement with the owner, that would work something out so he could stay or get a good severance, he worked on his BATNA, or his best alternative to a negotiated agreement, which is what he would rely on if he left. And in this case, it meant bolstering his alliance with the tenants. And the landowner has to grudgingly admit, smooth move. I'm sure he's not happy about it when he finds out. I doubt he thinks it was the moral thing to do, if morals were ever part of the equation for him to begin with. But he has to confess, well, that was wickedly smart. The word in Greek is phronimos, which is the same word given to the serpent in the Garden of Eden, shrewd. But it can also be translated, as it is in the lectionary today, prudent. Such a fine line, no? Between these two English words, shrewd and prudent. In many Bibles, this parable is given the label, the parable of the dishonest manager. But I think that might place the accent on the wrong point. I don't think Jesus is praising the guy's dishonesty here. Rather, he's pointing to the guy's phronimos, his cleverness in reading the direness of his situation and coming up with an option on the spot. I think he realizes that most of us who teach in seminaries aren't as smart as we could be in this way. And that's probably true of most of the children of light listening to this preaching. Shrewdness isn't second nature to us. I don't think he's telling us to be dishonest, but maybe we could be a little more savvy, more alert, aware, less narrow and constrained in our ways of solving problems, quick on our feet. Don't just build alliances with those above you and the power structures of this world, Jesus is hinting. Think more broadly. Come up with other options. For if we were to figure out ways of being in this world that are both honest and savvy, when we stand before the gate of judgment, we would be able to hear the Lord say, not just well done, good and faithful servant, but well played.